We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And South Fleetwood, good afternoon. Hello. My God, we got a good crowd here today. Thank you for spending your time with us this afternoon. It means more than you will ever know. We're at Bogey's, Windy City Pub, 133rd and State Line in South Leawood. And we'll be doing Festivus Friday, coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Make sure you order one when you swing by the bar. Last hour, it was Chris Katz. Coming up in a little bit, it's going to be Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda. And now, we're joined by Joel Goldberg from the Kansas City Royals. What up, brother?
Dear.
Well, I'm here with you guys, which is awesome. Because I didn't know that I'd be hanging out with you guys today.
I'm so happy. I think your wife had something to do with that.
I think you texted her and said this was going on. I said, all right, I'll come over,
come
too.
Come on over.
So, I mean, think about that. I'd spent 3 days in 78-degree weather this week, and now I get to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. I never know when you're in town or not in town.
Neither does my wife.
That's probably true.
It's on the fridge.
That's probably true.
I don't think that was a ringing endorsement of the show there, partner.
He's like, who are you again? Yeah. What are you doing?
78 degrees, and then you get to come back to 30 and hang
and
out
you
with,
guys.
With these two
That's
idiots.
Right. You're welcome.
See, the highlight of my week.
Yeah, you liar.
No, it's all good. It's all. You know, people say to me all the time, wouldn't you rather be there longer? It's a long season. So, yes, the weather's great there, but every chance you get to have home. Mm-hmm. You take it knowing that we're about to start March 26th, and it's the greatest job I believe in the world, but it's a grind. It's a long season, and for 6 months, there's really no off-ramp except for that All-Star break. So.
Is that weird? I mean, you work really hard, and I'm not taking this away from you, because you guys work almost every day, mm-hmm. and on days when you're not working, you're probably traveling. Mm-hmm. You work 6 months out of the year, virtually nonstop, mm-hmm. And then it's 5 or 6 months off.
Yeah, it's weird in the sense that most people don't do that, but it's all most of us know. And I say all the time, for those of us on the air and those behind the scenes, you either figure it out or you don't.
Yeah.
And if you don't figure it out within that first year or two, you're not going to make it.
Because
very
people
long.
Think, what a fun job. And it
is.
And it is. However,
it comes with a price.
It is a grind.
It
and
is.
So and anyone will tell you this who travels a lot for work. You know, you have dance recitals like everybody else, mm-hmm. and you have soccer games, and your kids are involved in all kinds of activities. And it's difficult at times to manage all of that when you have a job on the road.
It's the greatest job for me in the world. It's what I dreamed of doing. And the fact that I get to travel on the road with these guys, and people say, oh, you get to be on the plane, you get to be in the hotel. That's not the cool part. That's the convenient part, the nice hotels and the charter travel. It's the fact that you're there in the middle of it all, and from my standpoint, and I'm the one that gets to tell everybody what's going on and share that. That's a pretty big responsibility, I think, that I'm the one that gets to be at Yankee Stadium and all these other places, Fenway
cool.
Park. It's cool, and I try to never leave. Here's the thing, and this is true for all of us. We can very much take for granted what we do every day because it becomes routine, and some of that's good. I mean, I don't, and maybe people say this to you guys too, hey, do you ever get nervous going on the air? No. Do you get nervous going to work or going to your job? No.
Right.
It's what we do. But I try every time I walk onto that field every day just to remember that I am standing on a Major League Baseball field in Boston, in New York, in Seattle, L.A., wherever it is, and not a lot of people have that opportunity.
Do you have to pinch yourself?
I, I force myself to. I mean, it's again, I've been doing this is my 13th season here, yeah. and 25th year in broadcasting. So it's what I know. It's normal, but I think it's important to pinch yourself and ground yourself every now and then, just to remember that, you know, it is a privilege, and there are a million people that would love to be doing this. And as Dana pointed out, and Scott, you know this too, it's a ton of work. But it's great work. And,
you mentioned, Scott, that he's right in the middle of it. You are actually right in the middle of it. And how many times or how many – tell the dry cleaner story. Because for those of you who don't know –
I was just going to ask about something like that.
Yeah, we've been together a long time. For those of you who don't know, Joel is the one generally standing there when Salvi dumps the Gatorade bucket. And so your dry cleaner is a very busy person.
Yes.
Because you wear a suit. You're all dressed up.
I wear a suit. There's a lot of strategy to this, too, because when it happens on the road, that's a little bit more challenging than at home, because then you still have to be able to... If we're going on a 10-game road trip, I'm not bringing 10 suits.
No.
So you got to be able to figure out how to make that work. I keep my dry cleaners very busy, hangers, and they weren't as busy last year.
Do the Royals comp you for that?
Let's just say that they take very good care of me at hangers.
So that's
working out really well. Now, I didn't keep him as busy last year because Salvi was hurt all last year. And I got to tell you, just having spent the last few days with him, he's fired up. I mean, I've never dealt with an athlete that has as much love, passion, energy for the game as him. So he was truly heartbroken last year to have been hurt in spring training and missed the whole year. So he's that kid in the candy store.
Your suits weren't heartbroken.
They might have, and nothing's ever been ruined, by the way. What I just don't know is...
You've never had a shirt that was so...
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Really?
It all comes out. The hard one, the champagne celebrations are the tough one, because when you finish at the end of that night, you can't get that tie undone because it's just all glued together. And then you gotta leave it to dry out in the garage before it goes to the cleaner. I got a whole routine on this thing. No, I just don't know if the life of the suit has been shortened.
Right.
So they all were saved last year.
So baseball players get to stay in really nice hotels.
Yes.
Do you order the lobster or do you order the crab?
So the part about the staying in the nice hotels did not include room service being paid for.
Oh.
There you go.
So, you know, there's that $40 cheeseburger.
Yeah, your per diem does not include lobster.
I think I'm going to skip on that one.
Joel, speaking of Salvi, did you attend his ceremony when he became a United States citizen a few weeks ago? Tell us about that.
That was cool.
I did. You know what was really cool about it was watching all the fans that just kept gravitating towards that stage, wanting a piece of it. Because I think what's happened here with Salvi is that everyone here in Kansas City, certainly that pays attention to the Royals, feels like he's one of them, that he's one of theirs, that he belongs to this city. And so I think that there was a lot of pride, not just for Salvi, but for everyone that was standing there. Yeah. And how many of us get a chance to be in on a ceremony like that for anyone? And so to be able to watch that and watch this guy, and everybody knows, again, how energetic he is, how much he loves life, to see that big smile.
Yeah.
I'd never seen anything like that.
And just how meaningful it is for anyone who goes through that. But it was a good thing for him because the cameras were there and you were there and people thought, okay, this is a really cool thing.
I know you got to get going. You got a meeting at 3:30. Just very quickly, a two-pronged question. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on the passing of David Glass and your thoughts on the future of this team under new ownership?
Well, you know, even before Mr. Glass passed, and I know I came on with you guys right afterwards, mm-hmm. and my affection for David Glass was, I think I told you guys, or you had read a tweet that I'd sent him a message and I didn't hear back. I went to his celebration of life, which was remarkable because what it really did was remind me or even let me know at a higher level how impactful he was in the business world. You think about go over to Walmart and you see the super center and the grocery stores. That was all his idea. He took them to another level. And then to hear about the impact he had on baseball, not the Royals. We know about what's going on here, the committees he was on, the way that these fellow owners and then businessmen from all around the world revered him. Really showed me something. But his daughter said to me that she played that message for him that I left, that she had heard it and played it. So that really meant a lot to me. I know this. He had told me how much he believed in John Sherman. He had told me, I might have mentioned this to you guys, years ago when I met John Sherman, David Glass said to me, you know, he's a great guy. He's always trying to buy the team for me, and they're not for sale. Well, eventually when they were for sale, who did he sell it to?
Yeah. Mm.
And I've had people like Barnett Helzberg, who was mentored by Ewan Kaufman, say to me, I knew Ewan Kaufman. I knew David Glass. And Mr. Kaufman will be thrilled with the choice of John Sherman. And what I do believe is that John Sherman will be the third owner to make sure that baseball stays in Kansas City and will be relevant in Kansas City forever.
A lot of people don't know, it's not just the players who get World Series rings. It's people in the front office. It's people
Shoot,
on...
Shoot, they gave one to me.
I know. I know. They give it to the broadcast team. Where do you keep yours?
He's not going to tell you that.
Well, without getting in trouble
in
of getting
your
house
broken
into.
On the
into.
Left side.
Don't tell him it's in the top drawer
right,
to the left.
Right, the other one. It's in the other one.
Do you ever wear it?
So the first couple of years, a bunch of us wore it on the air, which I actually thought was really cool because what I didn't understand in doing that was the amount of fans at home and even on the road that would stop and say, hey, could I take
Can
a picture of that? Can
yeah.
I see it? And they were stunned that I would say, yeah, of course you could take a picture of it. And, you know, in this day and age of social media, for someone to get a chance to see that up close and then share it with others
yeah.
was really, to me, it validated why I had that. Because if I'm a small part of this and people see us every night and then I get to share that with everyone that's been chasing for this longer
yeah.
than I was, it is in my house, Scott. The other one, because we got one when they lost, which seemed really big at the time until we got the bigger one when they won.
Right. The one that was worth a lot of money.
I'll tell you, he just was in here for a brief second, I think, to pick up money from my wife to go get a haircut. But my son, who at the time maybe was in eighth grade when we got the one when they lost in 2014,
yeah.
and then we get the one in 2015, which made that other one look smaller, and he goes, Dad, could I just have that since you're not using it anymore? Can I wear it to school? I'm like,
no.
That one's in a safe deposit box.
You remember Don Free,
the
guy who used to produce the radio broadcast.
Or as Mark Gubazaw used to call him, still does to this day, World B.
Yeah.
World B Free.
Well, Don Free, right after he retired, came by the radio station, and he wore his Royals mm-hmm. World Series ring. And I'd known Don for years, and I went up to him and I said, Don, can I just put it on my hand and take a picture with
him? Did he let you?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I do that all the time. And it's pretty – they're heavy. They're big. Look, most people – this gets back to the whole thing of walking on the field and feeling privileged
yeah.
and remembering, pinching yourself. Most people will never see one of those in person, let alone put it on their finger.
Mm-hmm.
God knows when I got it, I sat there just staring at it for all day long on the couch thinking, wait, they gave this to me?
Yeah.
Dude, years ago – and I'll leave you with this because I know you got to go. Lynn Swan walked into the studio one day. And I went into hyperventilation mode.
Who is that
Dana,
man?
Dana goes, who is he? And I'm like, oh, my God. And so we did an interview with Lynn Swan, and then we go to break, and he had this little mahogany box. And I've been a Steelers fan since I was a little kid growing up in the 70s. And he pushes his box across the table, and he said, if you're that big of a fan, open the box.
Mm.
So I open the box. There are four Super Bowl rings in there and his Hall of Fame ring. And I'm like, oh, you know, of course, I'm ready to be committed. And he goes, put them on. And I said, oh, Mr. Swan, no way. He said, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Put them on.
And I still in my phone have a picture of all four Super Bowl rings and his Hall of Fame ring on my thumb.
All things Joel, go to joelgoldbergmedia.com.
Yes. Yeah, I'm always busy, you know, whether it's baseball, podcast, speaking business, on and on. I like that. And just kind of getting ready for the season. I will say this. I'll leave you guys with this. Because everybody always says, you know, how do they look? Well, they're out there hitting baseballs and playing catch and working on fundamentals like every other team. And I have yet to see any team during spring training that says, boy, we're really not excited about this year. It's the time to be optimistic. But I will tell you that these players love Mike Matheny. And he spent all offseason after he was hired flying around the country visiting them for coffee and breakfast
them.
And connecting with them. So when he made his big speech to the whole team on Monday, this wasn't who is this new guy. They already felt a connection with him.
Good.
And they really like him a lot.
He's a good cat.
Yeah, he's great.
Hey, Joel, can't wait to see you in the season on TV. Have a great season, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, guys. And that was nice of you to call Dana 40 before, even though she's 38.
She's 39.
Oh, 39, sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Royals broadcast, Joel Goldberg. We're at Bogey's. Windy City Pub, 133rd and State Line in Leawood. The great Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda, joining us at 3:30 this afternoon here on KMBZ. What up, you? Hey, South Leawood, thank you for spending your Friday afternoon with us. It means more than you will ever know. I promise you that. Mm. We're at Bogey's, Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Thanks to Chris Katz and Joel Goldberg for coming in this afternoon. In just a few minutes, right after the 3:30 news, we'll be visiting with this character who's back in town, Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda and many other voices. Hello, Tom.
Greetings. Happy to be here. I am. Yes.
Hello.
A lot of people don't know. You moved.
Well, yeah, we went back to...
Thanks for the call, by the way.
Well, you know...
He says to me, because, you know, my good friend Tom Kane, and I go, yeah.
Oh, no. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. We left without even seeing my brother.
In the dark of night,
he
yes.
He lives, like, you know, a mile from us, and he's like, when were you going to tell me you were going to L.A.? I said, well, I told you we were thinking about it. He goes, well, you're thinking about it and doing it without telling me is two different things.
Yeah, thinking about it is one thing. We've changed our zip code without telling family is another.
Well, but... No, there's a lot of reasons of, you know, work and family, and I'm trying to, I mean, you know, I'm slow, sort of in slow motion retirement. If I get to the point where I want to be, I'll be just doing Star Wars stuff and a few other things, but I'm actually going to try to start doing some on-camera stuff for...
Good for you! Whoa, you should!
Some stuff, so.
You've never been on camera.
Well, not in a long time. Usually, the only times I've done anything on camera was related to The Voice, where they wanted The Voice and they didn't care what the guy looked like, so I was like, you know, anyway, but they... So, yeah, I've got my agent working on maybe the Star Wars TV series. And
stop it. That's exciting.
I just want to make sure that they just use me as, like, some Imperial officer or some bad guy so I don't have to do the makeup crap. Because if I'm, like, I don't want to be an alien because it's 6 hours of makeup. And I want people to know it's me.
Well, it's absolutely... It's perfect for you, and you have to be in L.A. to make that happen.
Yes.
Very few people can launch that career from KC.
Is that why you moved back to L.A.?
That's part of it, yeah.
Was just the career?
Yeah, I wanted to get more. You know, the cartoon career had sort of faded a bit because you need to be there. You know, you're kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the first decade I was here, that wasn't really an issue. But over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, because a lot of the casting directors there, the ones that I worked with, they're getting older and they're retiring, and so the new pups don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You know, they know the name, but, you know, they don't have a relationship with me.
Sure.
So part of it is just, you know, I want to get more cartoon because, you know, I got 2 10-year-olds and they're like, you know, that's the stuff they love.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that, you know, makes me look cool in their eyes. Because otherwise I'm just an accountant. You know, hey, I can't come home. Hey, I did a radio spot for a bank in Des Moines. And they're like, wow, that's great, Ed.
Keep killing it.
Did you do any cartoons? No, but I did a radio spot for a bank in Des Moines. And they're like, oh, okay.
So, do the kids like it out there?
Well, you know, it was a tough transition.
That's an adjustment.
It was their whole, you know, this is the only place, the only house they'd ever lived in and their friends. So, you know, oh, by the way, kids, you know, everyone you've ever known. But it is different. I mean, you know, when I moved from Prairie Village to Overland Park when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, it's a hard line, and those friends are gone.
Yeah, it's a tough age to move to.
Because, you know, back then, you know, what was I going to do? Ride my bike 20 miles? I can't do that. I can't, you know, what, I going to call them on the phone?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have my mom. My mom and dad both work.
You can write a letter.
Yeah, write a letter.
It'll be interesting to see, though, with them now hanging out with other kids and being in school with other kids, everyone there is in the industry in some sort of way.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
it's
so
ridiculous.
Now this becomes is just what everybody does.
We live next to Pierce Brosnan's son.
Shut up. No, you don't. Yes. No, you don't.
No, he does not.
Yes.
Does he get his mail without his shirt on?
My wife came in about a week after we moved into the house, and she goes, "You'll never believe who I just was talking to." I'm like, "Who?" She goes, "Pierce Brosnan." I'm like, what?
"Did you go next door and go stay away from my wife?"
He was gone.
You stay away from my wife.
He was already gone. I was going to go over there and say, "Can I have your autograph?" No, my wife comes in and goes, "Oh, I met the neighbors, and the guy's dad was there. It's Pierce Brosnan." I'm like, "Yeah, right." She goes, "No, he's got this big black BMW." That's
all
the
right,
thing.
Right,
no kidding. I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you willing to do some voices for us
today?
Yeah, okay,
sure.
We'll do that. We'll talk about the upcoming Comic-Con here in Kansas City. It's in a couple of weeks or so.
Next month.
Okay.
Middle of next month.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. And then you have an appearance tomorrow at
Nebraska Furniture Mart.
And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda, and many others joining us at Bogey's Windy City Pub, 133rd and State Line. Stick around.
Woo-hoo!
Next segment's going to be fun. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. It is a privilege and an honor. We're going to do Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Tom Kane, the longtime friend of the show. I've known him for many years. And the voice of Yoda and many other voices in Star Wars and is joining us here. The other voices you do, and I must confess, I don't watch cartoons.
But I don't either. There's whole series I've done that I've never seen.
No way.
Yeah. No, I did 100 episodes of a show called Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh, I've actually even seen that one.
Well, I actually never saw them until 15 years later when we had the new little boys.
Yeah.
And they ran across it on something.
That's the little blue guy.
Yeah, Blue. That's his name.
So
Blue.
There's a famous clip that we play from time to time where the weatherman is saying it's going to be hot in Topeka. And every time it's 120 degrees, we play that because he goes, it's hot.
It's hot in Topeka.
Is that my God, that's it! Was that you?
Please, I will pay you money if you say that's you.
But it's not me.
But you can still do it.
I'm the giant bunny rabbit named Mr. Harriman. Miss Francis' rules are meant to be followed.
That sounds like Admiral Akbar.
Well, it's a little bit.
Just say it's hot in Topeka.
Akbar's a little more.
Just say it's hot in Topeka.
In the blue voice?
Yes.
It's hot in Topeka. It's really, really hot in Topeka. Of course, now it's starting to sound like SpongeBob. Oh, hey, Patrick.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Tom, I miss you so much.
There's Rebecca Crockett.
No, she's back in the stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
He's looking
around.
For you, Rebecca.
Where are you?
I'm just, my voice is here. I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. Well, you know what? I'm back next month. We should all have a little barbecue fest.
Yes, let's have another party, Tom.
You're back next month for Comic-Con.
Yes. The Planet Comic-Con is, oh, gosh, I should have the date in front of me.
What is that like?
Oh, it's a ball. You know, it's an amazing success story. The guy, Chris Jackson, who created it, owns it. It's only like, 18 years old at most.
Yeah.
And for years, it was at the Overland Park Convention Center, and it was a room. It wasn't even the whole thing. It was a room the size of this, a couple times this big. And, maybe he had 1,000 people show up, and then maybe 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, fast forward to, a few years ago, he's at Bartle Hall with 40,000 people.
It is March 20th to the 22nd.
Yes.
I'm sure you have that in your calendar.
I do.
Lou Ferrigno's coming back. I saw that.
Oh, they got Lou. They got two of the kids from Stranger Things. They've got...
No way.
Wait, are you kidding?
Wait, back up. Oh, which Stranger Things kids are coming?
Galen Matarazzo or Gaten Matarazzo, the kid with curly hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the names. The black kid that's...
love them.
Yeah,
good.
They're there and...
what a great show.
Here's the one I'm going to geek out and pull every string I can pull. John Cleese.
Oh, wow.
John Cleese is going to be there?
John Cleese is going to be there Saturday. I think Saturday only, but maybe Friday and Saturday.
A Fish Called Wanda, John Cleese?
John Cleese.
Like 1989, A Fish Called Wanda?
This is an expert.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello, thank you for coming to the Ministry of Silly Walks. You can call me Tim.
Do you want to? What if you went up to John Cleese and did John Cleese? Do they like that when you do that?
No.
No.
No. And I've met him a couple times. He's huge. I'm 6'4"-ish. Well, I was 6'5".
No, you're taller than that.
Well, I was. I had my hips replaced.
Oh, yeah.
Now I lost an inch. But he's like 6'7", 6'8".
Is he
huge,
really?
Big guy. The biggest guys I've met in Hollywood are him, Jamie, the guy who was the farmer on Babe the Pig.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That'll do big. Mm-hmm. He's like 6'10".
Yeah.
And... I'm losing it here. Anyway, the guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
So you've never... John Lithgow?
John Lithgow is a...
He's tall?
Least, oh, he's like 6'5".
He's amazing.
Big guy.
Have Dana tell you her Lou Ferrigno story.
Oh, you tell me the Lou Ferrigno story.
Well, I saw him in the airport on our way to Orlando, and I started saying, Lou! And I came back and I said to Scott... He ignored me. He didn't even, pretend that I was saying
no.
Lou.
And I leaned across the table and I go, he's dead.
I'm like, what a... Lou, who do you think you are? You're not like Paul McCartney.
Other than being deaf, he was paying all the attention you wanted. But honestly, it's much better. He's had some surgery, and he's got hearing aids, and he can actually hear.
Well, we had him on the show.
Yeah, we had him in studio about, 3 years ago?
And I'm like,
ago.
Do you not remember me screaming after you in the TSA line? He's got, like, I got nothing.
I've worked with him on a series.
Did he say it sounds familiar?
No. Wow.
That sounds familiar.
Wow.
My favorite, I was doing a series of, oh my gosh, it was Spider-Man, I think, back in the early 2000s or something, and I was Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
And he did a couple guest gigs as the Hulk, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And which is funny, because he never spoke in the actual Hulk series, but on the cartoon, they wanted to use Lou.
Yeah.
So it was Lou, and it was one of those bizarre things. You know, I'm a kid from Prairie Village, and suddenly I'm sitting there in a very crowded room. They had like 15 people in this episode. Yeah. On my right is Matt Frewer, otherwise known as Max Headroom.
Wow.
Oh, on my left is Mark Hamill, who I knew, you know, Luke Skywalker. And behind me is Lou Ferrigno. And it just get everybody. It was just
silly.
You're
like, am I in the Twilight Zone?
Yeah, well, I'm like, I don't know how this happened. So we get to the point where they're like, let's take a 10-minute break, everybody go, whatever. Well, the chairs were touching each other.
Yeah.
There were no gaps in the chairs. And Lou's behind me, and all of a sudden he stands up. And this is 20 years ago. I mean, his biceps are the size of my thighs.
Yeah. They still are.
And they still are. It's 60-something. But he's standing there kind of going, and I'm like, he wants to get
stuck out.
And I'm just like, oh, what? And all of a sudden, he reaches down. Now, I'm 6'5", at that point, 6'5", 220-something. He just reaches down, picks my chair up with me on it.
No way.
Moves my chair with me on it to the side, walks by. I'm like, he goes, I'll put you back when I get back from the bathroom.
You know what I love about your story, though? And I think when we first met years ago, you told me this. Because we're roughly the same age.
Yeah.
And you grew up geeking out on Star Wars like I grew up geeking out. I mean, it was the first movie I ever saw was Episode 4. And for you to, like, grow up a super fan and then you get to be a part of it. Because, like, you talk about geeking out on John Cleese. I geek out on you.
Oh, well, thank you. I geeked out on coming on your show the first time.
Well, of course you did.
You need to raise your bar.
Well, but it is weird because, you know, I grew up in Prairie Village. And you know, fast forward 20 years and I'm...
Who's the most famous person you've seen since you moved back to L.A. or since you moved to L.A.?
Pierce Brosnan's kid?
Yeah.
Your neighbor?
Well, I'm trying to think. This sounds really bad, but I've only gone into town 4 times because I do most of the stuff from my home studio.
From your home studio.
So I don't know if I've run into anyone famous yet, but yeah, I'll find out. But yeah, I mean,
if you run into Morgan Freeman, will you promise me that you will do Morgan to Morgan?
Does he know who you are?
Not really. I mean, a little bit, because I dummied all his spots for Visa for the for years. So, you know, for all the Olympics and the football, the NFL, you know, the Super Bowl. So when you would, it's a Visa, proud partner of the NFL for 25 years, you know. And
put that microphone closer so everybody can hear it. Listen to this.
Morgan Freeman for Visa.
Yes, yeah. On the commercial.
Yeah, the temperature is now 75 below zero. And a number of the penguin chicks do not survive the night. And me,
it's sick.
And me and the camera crew discover that, yes, indeed, penguin tastes like chicken. But yeah. But one of the years I announced the Oscars, Morgan was a presenter, and he showed up to do the rehearsals, and the director's in my headset, and he goes, introduce him in his voice. Introduce him in his voice. I'm like, no. He goes, no, come on. It'll be really funny. I'm like, unless he gets pissed off, and then it won't be funny.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I chickened out.
But what percentage of commercials that I see on TV that are voiced in Morgan Freeman's voice are actually you?
Well, they're him.
Most of them are him, or all of them?
Well, no, pretty. The only time I ever do anything that goes to air in his voice is if it's his project. And most of the time I'm doing his voice, it's for, like, movie trailers.
Yeah.
And the man, my God, he's 86 years old or something.
Yeah.
And he makes 18 movies a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a fair amount of work just because he's off shooting something in Toronto or wherever.
Well, didn't you told me a story one time, and we got to get to break, but and I want to hear so much more about this when we get back. You were supposed to lay down a temp track.
Yes, no idea. Yeah.
And they sent it to him.
And he didn't know. They were afraid he would get ticked off that they were hiring me to do all the temp stuff. And so, you know, he'd show up at the studio. They never said anything.
Thought you were him.
He got there early, which never happens in L.A. No one else was there. The engineer didn't know any of this. And he goes, well, here, I'll play your temp track. And just match that. And he goes, temp track. I don't do a temp track. What are you talking about? And he goes, no. And he plays it. Well, it's me. And he's like, that's not me. And so the agency people get there, and he's got his reading glasses on, and they're, like, ready to go. And he goes, play that again. And the guy played me again. And he said, who the hell is that? And he goes, well, that's actually some white 50-year-old white guy.
In Kansas City, yeah.
In Kansas City. And he goes, and again, best compliment I've ever had. He goes, well, hell, why don't you just use him?
And they did. That was for a Visa commercial.
There was a Visa. It's a long story.
And they used.
There was.
And they used you.
Well, he was in a car wreck. Yes.
Like, you can't always get Morgan Freeman when you want Morgan Freeman.
He was in a car wreck in, like, Tennessee and in the hospital. And it's like, oh, we have a game on Sunday for the Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
And when we heard that Visa commercial, that's you.
Yeah. But most of the time you hear it, it's like for movie trailers. But the deal I have with his manager and his agent are like, because I don't really want to get sued. I'll only do that if it's his project. So
yeah.
If it's Visa.
And he signs off
yes.
on it.
Oh, well, he doesn't even sign off on it. It's just if it's part of something that he's making money
yeah.
off of.
Yeah.
He's not going to sue himself.
No, he doesn't care.
Right.
So, but I've gotten him work. I mean, Hilton came to me one time. I was doing the voice of Conrad Hilton for a whole bunch of Hilton spots. And they found out I was doing Morgan Freeman for all this other stuff. And they said, can we get you to do this? I'm like, well, why aren't you using Morgan? I'm like, well, we are. We want to. We want to pitch it. But if we can play it for Hilton and they think it's him, they can hear what it sounds like. So, of course, you know, they paid me $500.
Right.
Hilton was like, he'll do that. Heck yeah, let's hire Morgan Freeman. And he got $1 million.
Oh,
so I'm like, yeah. So, but I told his manager, I'm like, dude, I've gotten him many big jobs.
Stick around, Tom Kane. We'll talk about your appearance tomorrow at Nebraska Furniture Mart. We're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood here on KMBZ.
Hello.
We are at Bogey's Windy City Pub. 133rd and State Line. Thank you to everybody who's come out. What a great crowd this afternoon.
Good
man,
crowd.
Good Lord. Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda, is here, signing some autographs, taking pictures. You are in town because you have an event tomorrow night
yes.
at Nebraska Furniture.
Nebraska Furniture brought me into town to do a signing tomorrow. It's a tie-in with Planet Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night at Nebraska Furniture Mart, I'll be there, I think, probably 6 to 9 or something like that. You'll have to look it up. But they've got all kinds of fun things. It's not just me sitting at a table signing. They've got, like, a costume contest, so there'll be all kinds of people dressed in Star Wars characters.
And people go
and
all
as
out.
Iron Man. Oh, yeah. No, some of these costumes.
Yeah.
It's called cosplay, for those of you who don't know what stands for costume play. But, yeah, they've got a whole cosplay contest with different categories like adults and kids, but they'll be like, you know, Power Rangers and Supermans and,
yeah.
and Batmans and Darth Vaders. And so, and it's all this is at the store out there on off the freeway.
Awesome.
And, but yeah, they got just all kinds of big little giveaways, you know, little prizes, and I'll be sitting there signing.
And
things.
Planet Comic-Con tickets, they are in town March 20th to 22nd
yes.
at the Convention Center downtown.
My brain's bad. You look at some of the guests because there's some really big people coming there.
I mean, Tom Kane's going to be there.
Yeah,
hello.
Well, right.
Hey, can you get Lou Ferrigno on the show?
I'll ask.
I'm not kidding, man.
No, I was going to say, just let me know who.
We loved having him, and I'll never forget.
No, he's great.
You know what he said, and you probably don't remember this. He said, "Where did you get this one?" and pointed at me.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, "Where did you get this one?"
Yeah.
And I thought, that is the greatest compliment from Incredible Hulk.
Where did you get this?
And then thing? I asked him if he would arm wrestle me, and he said no.
No.
You know, it's funny.
Hard pass.
Over the years, it has happened many times. People think he has an accent, and they're like, you sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's like,
oh, my God.
I'm like, no, he's deaf, so he sounds
oh
a little.
God.
You know, there's a difference between being the Schwarzenegger and talking like someone who
yes.
grew up not being able to hear.
Well,
right.
he had his hearing, like, when he was born, but he got very sick when he was very
yes.
young. And lost his hearing.
I don't know what, it's like rubella or something.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you this, though, Tom. When Dana came back and said that she had seen him in the Orlando airport, I mean, I about pooped myself.
And I think I knew way, way
Lou!
Back in my brain somewhere.
Lou!
I just forgot.
He's such a jerk.
God.
No, he's
such an arrogant, pompous jerk.
All right, I'm looking up celebrities
now. So Jodie Benson will be there. The Little Mermaid, the original Little Mermaid,
oh,
will
wow.
be there. Some WWE yep. famous people.
Oh.
Yeah.
John Cleese is Saturday only. Kevin John Conroy, Cleese. The voice of Batman in all the cartoons.
Wow.
I mean, he's the guy that's done Batman forever. Doctor Who is there. Ashley Eckstein from Clone Wars.
Yep.
She's Ahsoka.
Diamond Dallas Page is going to be there from the WWE. Hello.
No, it's Brett Iwan, a Kansas City boy, voice of Mickey Mouse,
oh,
is
wow.
there. He actually was working at Hallmark.
Really?
And he had a video on YouTube of him just goofing around doing
oh, gosh.
And doing Mickey Mouse. Someone at Disney saw it. And
wow.
And when the original guy was getting old and not, they flew him out there and signed him up. So he
sounds
went from,
like the new lead singer of Journey.
He went from working at
The Karate Kid guy is
yes,
going to be there.
Martin Cove
Sweep
is
the
there.
Leg is going to be there.
There's oh. several Karate Kid. Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid.
No
he's
way.
Going to be there too?
Yes. No, it's. I'm telling you, this is a big deal.
Wow.
There's a lot of
Dude,
famous people.
That guy from Karate Kid, I don't know his name, but have you seen those new commercials?
Oh,
my word.
Oh, yeah.
There's hilarious. And there's, well, I'll. But Brent Spiner's there, Star Data from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Now that is quite the lineup.
Oh no, it's ridiculous. I'm the same. I'm going to be walking around getting their autographs. So.
All right, so you're at Nebraska Furniture Mart tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
I think it's six.
Six to nine, roughly, give or take.
There.
Okay, and then Comic Con next month. The date on that again, Dana, if you could.
It's March 20th to 20-something-ish.
I think 20th through the 22nd.
I advise everybody to go to Planet Comic Con. It's absolutely sweet.
Yeah, do that.
Shut up, R2. I'm talking about. I'm promoting things. Oh, dear.
Dude, I love you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Yoda and many others, the great Tom Kane.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you do come out tomorrow to Nebraska Furniture Mart, don't worry. It's not a trap.
We got to get to the news. We're at Bogey's in South Leawood.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.